Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, June 17th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stove.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the tense situation in Zimbabwe amid planned street protests.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.viewzimbabwe.com, at www.viewshona.com, and at www.viewindebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about planned protests as Zimbabweans cry foul over the high cost of living.
MDC youths have threatened to stage nationwide street protests over the deteriorating economic situation in Zimbabwe. The party says people are now living from hand to mouth in the country due to the harsh economic environment. But the ruling party has vowed to ruthlessly deal with MDC activists, saying they want to destabilize Zimbabwe.
Teachers, health workers and other state employees have also threatened to down tools, saying they are now struggling to make ends meet.
Harare residents say the government today deployed a large number of state security agents, including the police, to maintain law and order following reports that MDC activists wanted to stage street protests in the city.
This comes at a time Zimbabwe is registering rising inflation, with prices of basic commodities going up almost on a daily basis.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
And if you wish to join the show, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, Jonga unjani foit.
Angiyaphilani, uti?
Hayi mbichana, mbanjana bantu.
Ndizwa kuti unenyaya uri kuda kutaura tisati taura yatina iyo.
No,
ndatangoitaura iyo.
No comment.
Aiwa, inofanira kutaura because handida anozotaura tabva pashow. Beta vanhu vaziva kuti uri kupembera nokuti Highlanders yakadya Diana musine zuro.
No comment.
All right. Rasaitaura futi yapera.
Yeah, yapera.
Ndizvozvo. Hongo vadiwa vateereri tinomboitawo tichitanga tamura mbabvu nekusekawo. Hatingangoti zvinhu kana zvikanyi zvaoma tichaseka. Tombokurukurawo. Saka ini nasawira wangu Gibbs tikumbotaura nenyaya yenhabvu yakatambwa nezuro. Yakapera yakati Dynamos 0, Highlanders 1. Asi mutambo uchiripo. Nhasi tiri kutarisa nezve mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika pamwe nenyaya dzeupfumi. Kazhinji tinoziva kuti zvinhu zvinongoita bande nebhurugwa kufambidzana. Tinonzwa kuti munyika mune musina kunyatsogadzikana. Tanzwa kuti muguta reHarare nedzimwe nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana manga muine uwandu hwemapurisa. Zvichitevera mashoko akaburiswawo nevechidiki vemDC yekuti vacharonga kuratidzira. Zviri kubatanawo zvakati nevashandi vehurumende, mapoka akasiyana siyana vezveupfumi, vezveutano nevarairidzi. Tiri kunzwa kuti vari kugunun'una, kana ivo mauto nemapurisa tonzwa kuti vari kugunun'una nenyaya dzemihoro. Zvimwe zvezvinhu zvinogona kunge zvaita kuti pawedzerwe uwandu hwemapurisa. Tinonzwa kuti nhasi vanga vakawanda kwazvo, vakapakata zvombo nedzimotokari dzinoshandiswa mukudzivirirwa kwemhirizhonga, pamwe chetewo nekupfeka mbatya dzinoitawo kuti ivo mapurisa anga achipinda mumhirizhonga kana muriot. Saka tanzwawo zvakare bepanhau reDaily News rataurawo kuti gurukota rezvekuchengetedzwa kwenyika amai Opamuchinguri Kashiri, Minister of Defense, hanzi vati mauto akagadzirira kuparadza kuratidzira kune kuchizoitikwa. Zvichireva kuti kana pakaita mhirizhonga, munoonawo zvakare mauto achipinda munyika mumigwagwa. Kana pakapaita kuratidzira kunozonzi kune mhirizhonga, zvinoita kuti mauto azopinzwa achiparadza kuratidzira kune kuripo. Ndonyaya dzatoda kuti kurukure nhasi kuti zvive zvingaitwa kuti nyika igadzikane, zvigadziriswe zvinhu izvi. Tinonzwa vakawanda vari kuchema kuti mitengo yezvinhu iri kukwira zuva nezuva. Tanzwa vamwe vachitinyorera vachitaura kuti chingwa chakwira mutengo kubva pa $3.40 $4.40 kuenda pa $4.25 tambobvunzwa unyanzvi dzezve upfumi dzataurwa kuti hongu mune zvimwe zvitoro mitengo yechingwa yakwira uye mukupera kwesvondo imo mukubva chishanu chingwa chaachinetsa kuwana ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kuita kuti vanhu vasagadzikana kana zvinhu zvavanodya zuva nezuva zvichinetsa kuwana ngatikurukure gifts
iye kunjalo ke tonga ifaiwo tesimini ndava yetu lapa ke eskuru mangayo so ke abantu vati abantu vati vafuna kungena emgwaqweni so kuno kuke kwenza kuti amapolisa angene emgwaqweni kona ngale kuta evimba sizwile njalo ke u Minister of Defense ukangelane ngezomvikela u Minister uOpamchingule
ethi
abazangena ke emgwaqweni bazagijiniswa bazabanjwa bazayenzwa konke okumele kwenziwe ngoba kumele ube nomthetho phela ngokutsho kwabo so kuzobuya ke nxa sikhangela ke impahla jonga ingani kuphuka insuku zonke njengoba usitsho wena ukuthi isinkwa sibe si $3.40 kathesi si $4.25 so kutsho ukuthi vele lapha eZimbabwe abantu abaningi bathi vele kusathengeki izinto eziningi so nxa sesikhangela okunye njalo siyabona ukuthi lapha abasakhulayo abakubandla MDC bathi bona bazangena kuphela loba kunjalo ngoba bathi akusaphileke eZimbabwe so ke nxa bekhuluma nje bakhulumele ukuthi balungise ilizwe libe lilizwe elibusekayo libe lilizwe lapho abantu abangahlala khona bedle ukuthi nxa uvuke ekuseni ubona nje ule breakfast yakho kumbe itiye wovulela ijoyo
inae
itiye lokapho ejileyo
anzitshagai alternatives kana matadzo
tengaimbambayila kumbe into ezinjani
nemananga asi
kana
kusina kunayo zvakanaka
akula lot ya akula masi so kuyahlupha kakhulu so sinokuzwa ngani izulu kandaba othilithini wadaba lolu ngenani ngobuningi benu khonapha ke enkundleni sixoxeni sizwe ukuthi singathini ngodaba lweZimbabwe I'm happy that two of our guests are already in right now. The first guest is Mr. Jacob Mafume. He's the spokesperson of the MDC led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa. Mr. Mafume, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's Aswera. So then the second guest is Mr. Pilif Gaule. He's a former Cholocho senator and now he's currently a ZANU-PF member. So Mr. Gaule, we are happy that you have also joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. So good evening, sir.
Good evening, my brother. Good evening.
Yeah, thank you so much. Tonga, I think we can start the program.
Yes, sir. Tanganava Mafume. Welcome, Mr. Mafume. Mr. Mafume, we heard that there was an unusual presence of police or police presence on many streets in Harare, and I also heard from our sources that in Chinoy it was the same and other cities and towns. And I think this follows a press conference by MDC youths where they announced that they were going to take to the streets because of the current economic situation. May you tell us more about this? Mr. Mafume, if you can just explain in English so that our other guests and listeners will also be on the same page. Then to say in the mitaure yakasiyana siyana. But since we are starting with you, just give us the response.
Oh, in English. All right. That's fine. There has been a presence of police, an overwhelming presence of the police in the streets and in the cities. We do not know what has caused that because what the police are supposed to do when someone wants to protest or demonstrate in terms of the Constitution, Section 59, they must assist that person. They must help that person to demonstrate. It is a human right and a basic human right which cannot be taken away from a person. You cannot frighten hunger out of a person. You cannot frighten expression out of a person. You cannot threaten the person to be happy about a situation that they are not happy about. So we are concerned that the response by government is that they want to, when people are asking for bread, they are giving them stones. When people are asking for meat, they are giving people snacks. When the people are asking that the situation is untenable, people cannot survive, it is not the turmoil in the streets that is causing the problem. It is the turmoil in the people's stomachs. People are walking like zombies. They cannot work. They cannot get treatment. They cannot get anything. They see people like Wajgajena bringing Lamborghinis. Today there was a Mercedes-Benz Maybach, one of the most expensive in the world. We have a vice president who goes to water sessions, prayer sessions in Nigeria, with a private jet and pretends to be meeting Nigerian vice president, when we all know that he went to consult church people. So it's a terrible situation in terms of the economy. It is a terrible situation in terms of the livelihood of people. People do not know where to begin. They are living miserable lives. Yet all they get from the government are threats, presence of the armies. And I should hasten to add that even the police themselves are hungry. We leave them in the community. Even the soldiers themselves are hungry. Everybody is hungry except the few. Like Wajajena, who can afford to buy a $200,000 car and drive it in the potholes of Harare and brag about it. They are stinking rich, filthy rich, causing and a security threat. What these people brought, what the army brought into power, is a serious security threat who are behaving 10 times worse than Great Mugabe. They are buying things, they are enjoying their lives, they are getting fine women, they are getting fine food, they are getting all the finer things in life, but making everybody miserable. When they took over, bread was 99 cents. Now it's $5. When they took over, fuel was $1. Now it's $5. Everything, every indicator you can think of, everything is bad, 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 bad. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mafume. Now, Mr. Kaule, I think you can hear what Mr. Mafume is saying. He's talking about the politics of the stomach here, nothing else. So now he's saying that when people demand bread, they are given, you know, some stones. And when they demand some meat, they are given some snakes. So at the end of the day, these are very, you know, strong words, like people really may be facing a very serious problem in the country. And maybe, can you tell us why the government would then decide to, you know, deploy the army, deploy the police to actually block some protests, since it is constitutional for people to protest? Mr. Kaule.
Yes, while it is the right of the people to protest, to call, to demonstrate, it is enshrined even in our constitution, I hear. So that is what this Mafume is saying. And really, I would want to say it is the duty of the government to protect its citizens. And there is nothing wrong with the police being seen in large numbers roaming by the streets. That is to all, their duty is to maintain peace and to protect the citizens. And remember, the government really is doing whatever its duty is doing. Remember what happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We are learning from what happened in the past as a government. The government, you know, we had problems last time and when people hiding behind the demonstrations, the so-called demonstrations, with a political agenda, with a hidden political agenda. Like some people wanted to get away with it even then. And the destruction that was caused, and the anger that was caused, all the looting that was caused, and with these people coming in as human rights now at the end of it all, rather than coming in right from the beginning, when the people started this demonstration, mm-hmm. forcing people out of the street and burning cars, destroying property, and really loss of life and things like that, of property and things like that. And therefore, the government cannot fold its hands and watch. The government must come in and really try and make sure that people, citizens are protected. This is exactly what our government is doing. There are some people who are taking advantage. These people are opportunists who would want to take advantage of these skyrocketing prices that are skyrocketing almost every day. Who is causing that? Who is increasing the prices? The one that is increasing prices, they must go to this doorstep and demonstrate to that person. It is these people who are supporting our economy. They must identify those saboteurs and demonstrate to those saboteurs. Because the government is not the one that is increasing prices.
prices are being increased by people who are burning money, all causing all probably, you know, burning money all over the show, and people increasing prices all over the show. And this is not the duty of the government to really punish those people. But the government is doing something to make sure that at the end of the day, people really can afford, really can a better life. This is what the government is doing. Austerity measures are in place, and these austerity measures to get us where we want to, a land of plenty. This is exactly what the government is doing.
Thank you. Austerity measures, we
talked about that even right from the beginning. And that people now, we must tighten our belts, but now people are taking advantage, increasing prices every day, and causing people to demonstrate, to revolt. This is bad.
Thank you, Mr. Kaule. Thank you so much. We'll come back to you. Before you react, we've got a caller. Yeah, Mr. Mafume, let's take the caller.
Yes, hello. Yes, Uban.
Yes, Wakulule, unjani void? Yes, as Pompey was Wakulule, ngoba lamhla abantu baningi sibili. Wena ukubona njani kono kokwenzakala eZimbabwe? Kukhanya ngazani sokungani amapolisa lawo asenqibile. Cabangela ukuthi abantu bangena emgwaqweni bejengisela. So ubona njani konke lokho?
Ngibona kuyinto eyenziwa ngamapolisa kahulumende, ngoba yokuwona yiwo agcwele ukukhohlakala kakhulu. Hhayi kena abantu bemathele lezi zinto abangazithandiyo, ngoba lokhu sokuzwethuseni abantu. And into ekhona, ungathola ivini labana ababenza i-date market bahamba phambi kwawo amapolisa ebhoda, babe bephambi kwawo bethethe izimali zingayo emabhenki. So amapolisa vele wona agcwele nje nathi kukhohlakala ukwethuseni abantu. Abantu beZimbabwe sivele sigcine ukucindezelwa. So abayekele siyenze into esiyifunayo ukuze iZimbabwe iqonde izinto zihambe ngendlela eyiyo.
Ye, kodwa njengoba abanye bakhuluma ukuthi lingangena emgwaqweni lapha yini elicina lichisa phela impahla lisenza izinto ezinjalo, kuhambe kuliqiniso khonokho?
Hayi, lokho angiboni kuyiqiniso. Angiboni kuyiqiniso. Bona yibo abayenza ukuthi izinto zibe njalo. Abantu babe behamba ngendlela, so bavele befake i-trade, ngoba njengezwa isikhulumeli seyouth ukuthi bangathi bayatoyitoya emgwaqweni lapho abazabatshaya bona bahle baba yibo abaqale ukwethuseni abantu.
So
abantu babe befanele benze ilungelo labo. Even benjalo nabo bakugawule bekhona lapho beloko bekhuluma bayalwazi uhlupho lweZimbabwe ukuthi lumi kanjeyisima kanjani.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu, sibakhulule ungathinela kusasa baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi engene namhla nami.
Yes, sibonga kakhulu, sibakhulule. So that is Mr. Sibakhulule. He says Zimbabweans should be given a chance to say whatever they want and do whatever they want. So maybe we can copy.
Yes, maybe wanted to respond to Mr. Kaule.
Yeah, Mr. Kaule is delusional, and it seems like he's living on Mars or some other country, or maybe he's one of the people who are benefiting from taking money from the population. There is no austerity. These people are traveling in private jets. Wajgajina is buying Lamborghinis. They are buying Mercedes Benz.
But Mr. Mafume, before you go any further, Mr. Wajgajina, I think that is private money, private life. We cannot include it in government budgets or government austerity measures.
It is not a private life because he is an MP.
He is an MP, yes. He is an MP, yes, but he is entitled to his life because he is working, his businesses. So
No. So foreign currency is allocated. Everyone is in a line to get foreign currency.
Mm-hmm.
Foreign currency is allocated to buy a luxury car, and yet the government cannot buy hospitals, medicines, and people cannot go to treatment, to schools, and we cannot buy essentials as a country. We cannot buy wheat, which we could buy a few months ago. We cannot buy fuel, which we could buy. All the money that we were supposed to use to buy fuel, imagine how many ARVs that duty would have paid if he, it had not been made a rebate, where did he get the foreign currency? He is a businessman in Zimbabwe. He is a member of parliament, and the only reason that he got that rebate is because he's a public figure, not because he's a private figure. And the only reason he was allowed to carry out so much foreign currency outside the country is because he's a public figure, not a private figure. And then he uses scarce foreign currency that could have saved lives. People whom we are burying because there's no medicines in hospitals. He uses it to buy a car where he sits the whole day driving around like a baby with a new toy. That is not a private life. That is a very public life, and that is the waste of money that is happening in this country, where cars are being bought with the scarce foreign currency. But we are told when we want bread with the wheat, we are told that we love luxury. When we want cooking oil, we are told not to use cooking oil. When we want bread, we are told to eat mbambaira. When we want mazondo, we are told to eat mopani or worms from somewhere else. We cannot have that. He is a very public figure, and he used public finance, and that is the high definition of corruption, and there is no austerity there. And that is what people are angry about. When people display wealth, when they display decadence, when they display debauchery, a life of pleasure, women and drink and fast cars, whilst everyone else is suffering, the people will protest. They will not sit around and watch other people live like kings on our money. When a soldier now is earning $80, a policeman is earning $50, all the money that they say is the strongest in the region cannot buy a toothpaste. An iron costs $799. So it means your salary as a senior civil servant can only buy an iron at the end of the month. We cannot live like animals. Where we are supposed just to earn money, to eat, and then sleep, and wake up again to work, eat, and sleep, and live like a donkey. That is how animals live. They cannot build houses. They cannot buy cars. They cannot go on holidays. You cannot reduce a whole country to live like donkeys.
Thank you, Amafumera. Mbaya nyumuri parunare titore mteereri. Itina mkoma tapio, parunare mkoma tapio, makadi.
Makara, makadi mkoma.
Taka simba murufo na murugupi?
Kita South Africa.
South Africa, iwo mbe papi pacho?
Njobek.
Johannesburg.
Kwa unambri Njobek.
Aiwa maita basa mkoma tapio, fungwa zengi?
Chokwa dikiripo ndike kuti nikaedi kwa ya endaga. Kwa kuruwajia. Tunazio ama jirimo mkumbago nacho. Kukenyo watakura rama yetu nesika. Isusu warikunze pita atori wa kuchenge tamuri. Yesi backlog ya tana yoga. Wakura warukuta wala shukuti njivano. Wano chenge tezi wago. Wano chenge tezi wama properties and so on. Wano chenge tezi wama properties. Awo kuti asapuwa nyuma. Awaka wana njira. Njira njira. Rushi njira njika. Kwa sinu sinuruwaja, shoguti ukatari kakuti, wakura wani wakitiza kuti, ipano kwanyo wa shimu. For example, watu wa nyezi kwanyo, watu wa magaraji, and so on. Uon siwa, siwa petroleum. Kwa rao kutari kakandiyo wakure dormu, mendiyo wanofura anta wangwani. Ndi ndio wano, kuti anga wakatanga wakuja fio, kuja pa $0.18, kwenda pa $3 something. Which was Maria Kutia Kashamsa Pasiresi Kuzan Panesi went at $3. No wonder. Saka since no words of it, it was a Kavari as many of our words because the Largushuana Mahara on the expense Yuma textures. Because the one on Kinga Motors, the truth on Apple to my social media. Maria Kiwakiana Forex. You can make it in a Mari. The question is, what do you want of the Mari? That's a very simple question. If you share one in Nika, you have one of my individuals. Where is it coming from?
Thank you so much.
And I'll call myself to my children. I'll tell you, Marie, who was a king one eye, or at Marie, who is in Kuru and Degu, you are Kuru and Nika. I think that Kuru, what Nika is a Rakuta. From Nazaya, Nana, as a manager of Buddha, what could the tariff was in Babu is open for business. This is Raja Ringa Shika, and then we are Ruby to run.
Thank you so much.
Let them put the people at their heart. Those who teach it never turn them in. Those who write their own interests, Pamoyao, then they put my soldiers, my police, and my kids to operation. Right now, I'm taking someone.
Thank you, Mkomatapiwa. Thank you so much. That's Mkomatapiwa calling from Johannesburg, South Africa. He is a bit angry of what is happening in the country. He says it's just painful that people are struggling every day, and he's saying the unleashing of police and the army on the streets is a move by some of these people in government or high-placed people in the government to protect their wealth and their properties. So we have another caller and the other speaker.
Yes, this is what is global. Someone on point. Yapira Umbana Kulmalai.
Abantu bangayenza abademonstrate behlele ezindlini bengayiphandi ngoba bengabaphandi vele bazwana imali ngoba ngabantu abanethizwe ezinto abanalengeza omnyanya nje nomuntu abasenawo sebenganembeza ama-interest wabo kuphela ayikho nje enye into engayitsho fithi kunokusho leyo nto enje abantu abademonstrate behlele ezindlini zabo ngoba ngafuma phandle vele bazobalimaza abantu bezani sebenenhliziyo ezimbi amalida afana nenhliziyo ezimbi ezindindindindi ezethusayo
hayi hayi sibongele kakhulu Ndlovu
abantu mabehlale ezindlini bengaphumeli phandle kuyidemonstration yabo noma bekhaza beyethenga ukudla kugcwale emakhaya behlale iviki lonke bengaphumi kungabuya futhi bephinde beyethenga behlale iviki lonke kungaphumi lelibizelizeliwe ngoba bayenza ngamabomu abantu bezane bahlukumeza abantu nje ngento engekho
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndlovu siyabonga baba
Yes,
so Mr. Ndlovu is saying that people must actually demonstrate peacefully at home. It's just stay at home and don't go to the streets, you know. He says because ZANU-PF leaders are very ruthless. So maybe Ugawule can...
Yes, Mr. Gawule.
Yes, Baba Gawule. We are kuluma lapha ke Ndlovu Mzwile. So Ndlovu, I'm off chance to get to the
bazele babona umubi kuphela okuphakathi kwelizwe lapho bengekho khonapho xa esithi yena abantu laba kufana nokuthi abantu sizama ukuthi into mina kambe abantu nxa bedemonstrata i-constitution yezimbabwe iyakuvuma khonokho abantu bebedemonstrata all along ekuqaliseni ama-parties bedemonstrata kulokuthula kodwa ukudemonstrata lokhu okudlulileyo kudale ukuthi abantu bademonstrate badiliva batshaya abantu balimaza ipropathy batshise izimoto batshise ama-buildings baluthe iimpahla zezitulo zabantu kube sokusina sokusingcolisa ukuthi lama-investors agcine esebaleka ukuthi abuye phakathi kwelizwe leli kungeke kuyekele ukuthi uhulumende akukhangele khona ukuthi avikele abantu aphinde avikele le-propathy yabo uyabe nguhulumende onjani ungagoqa izandla kuphela nanzelela omunye obeyikhuluma ngokuthi uwadazi yena ungakhuluma ngempilo yomuntu njani i-private life yomuntu iyiveke uthi ubani uthenga imoto enje abantu bonke kambe kulabayanga labanothileyo phakathi kwelizwe ebasibeza wadazena ngu-m p kuphela nje kodwa ngozomabhizinisi nxazomabhizinisi nxazenza imali yakhe naleyo ayenzileyo kumbe kuliqiniso kumbe kungamanga ukuthi uthenge leyo mota kanti ukudinga impilo yomuntu ukuthi ubani uthenge lokhu ubani uthenge lokhu kusasuzadinga uthenthi wadadeni uthenge umbheda ukuthi uyasebenza khonoko
siyakuzwa bagawule kodwa-ke nxa sikhangela abantu bakhala sibili kodwa siyabuya kuwe sibona ngani silokhola kumba silokhola
tinemthelele iri parunare
ndofunga
hatina regai pana vachipere vachipere
makadi
ndakasimba ndiro zita ndagona kudaidza here
magonesa
aiwa ndizvozvo pinda hanyu muchirongwa tinzwe
okay right ishu yaiyi chinyaya ipapa kapa ndeyekuti kufamba kwenzou kuhumiswe nekuhuga pemba. Zvavakuita vakomana vakuda kuchifudzira kuti vanhu vange vachitya vatadza kunge vachiwana zvinhu zvinoita zvekuti nyika ifambire mberi mberi. Saka zvekuchifudzira hazvichashandi muno muZimbabwe nekuti vanhu taneta ndatituma kuti tikese tinge tichinge tafunga mafungiro atafunga iwayo.
Imi muri kupi? Muri muZimbabwe?
NdeMuZimbabwe, ndemuno Harare.
Muri muHarare? Because tinombonzwa vamwe vachinyunyuta kuti kustudio 7 vanhu vanotaura kuti ngatipinde mumugwagwa ngatidii, vazhinji vacho vanenge vari kunze kwenyika vachikurudzira vari munyika, zvinei mati murimo munyika, aiwa zvasiyana.
Ndiri muno, kana mukaona nhamba dzangu dzendedzemuno, hatina chekutiza, hatina chekutya.
Asi vachipere tirikunzwa hurumende iri kutaura kuti kune urongwa huri kuitwa hwekugadzirisa upfumi. Hamuzoita here kunge makatika kumedza kutsenga muchada?
Ndiwo manyepo manje iwayo, nekuti tikatarisa mukuru aripo kubva 2017 ndopaakapinda pakapisa mukanda nditi nekutosvika iye zvino parizvino maelection akaitwa muna July last year. Kusvika parizvinezvi yakutokwana gove, hapana chafamba, vanozoda kugadzira chii. Tikatarisa futi vatungamiriri vavo ndovanga vagara varipo kubva panguva yaRobert, saka zvakangofanana.
Aivana
chatingatarisira chati chingafamba ipapa zvakuda vakomana vechidikisi.
Ndizvozvo, regai tigonzwawo kune vamwe kuti vanoti chii. Thank you so much, vachipere maita basi.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Mr. Chipere calling from Harare. He's saying that even if a dog barks all night, that does not stop an elephant from walking through, actually getting into the field, destroying the crops and everything. So he's saying in this case, Zimbabweans should not be threatened by the police action, I mean presence on the streets and all that, or whatever the government is doing. People should just take action and demonstrate, because things are not okay. They've been living from promise to promise, but the government is failing to deliver those promises.
So, Mr. Mafume is...
there's a caller, I think.
Oh, there's a caller? Yes. Let's check the caller first. Yes. Caller, you connect to me? Hello,
Mr.
Mafume. Hello, Mr. Mafume. Hello,
Mr. Mafume.
Hello, Mr. Mafume. Hello, Mr. Mafume.
Hello, kuti nyangena lapehlele ngilani yazizwa kuti ngendehlele lapho into kuti ekumele kube yazihlo ekhuluma ngayo lesihlukumeza kangaka lancwahleli ngaphandle kwelizwe. Leli bale lithi ED lelake lilithathe kahle kahle, ibale lithi ED lelo idile lithi everything is dead, litsho njalo njengoba izinto zonke eZimbabwe lakulanti okuthiwa imile even one into. Siyahlupheka nje kuba bona lo omunye oseqeleni esikhuluma laye lapho lezani lo, ngoba niyazi ukuthi aba into eziyacasula onyoma ngisakuthi abanye abantu baphila kuphi umhlaba lapho okuthiwa sithi khona nanxa sikhala ngobuhlungu bona bakhala ngobunandi, asikwazi ukuthi siphila kumhlaba onjani. Nxa iZimbabwe ingathi yona yona ifuna ukuvunyelwa ukuthi ithengise i-ivory yayo i-worth of 3 million ukwenzela ukuthi igcine izinyamazana ezindlela kungani akulamuthi baphise ugcine inyamazana khonapho inesikweleti le-R605 million okumele isibhadale. Uyabona phela ukuthi luzwele yini elingavele ebantwini abadala abangabo idibo naku-everything is dead, oba kathesinje sithole nzima kanjalo. Ibona la abantu abakhuluma ukuthi abantu bathenga izinto abazifunayo ezindlela kungelalithi emaklinika amancane kungelamithi, sihlupheka sinje nxa abantwana beZimbabwe sifuna ukukhala amapolisa asivalele. Mina engikwaziyo okuconstitution okuvunyelwa iconstitution ukuthi abantu kumele bademonstrate iconstitution yabo, amapolisa kumele avikele i-property, funa kube nezizigangi phakathi kwe-demonstration iyavuma bona kabathathe ngaleyo ndlela bafuna gila nabo nalaba abantu babedemonstrate behamba emgwaqweni. Kuthi kwaziwe ukuvunywa iconstitution ukuthi amapolisa ahambe phambi kwabademonstrators nemuva nemaceleni,
Yes, I was a puzzle cleaner. Yeah, puzzle cleaner.
Yeah, well, you can fit me, I mean, if I will to eat, you will be able to get the end of the store.
Guys, Bongi, let's go. Yeah.
Guys,
Bongi, let's go. Yeah. Guys, Bongi, let's go. Yeah, so that is Mr. Stole. He's really complaining about what people are going through. You know, he says people are struggling to make ends meet, and there are some people yet who are actually driving Lamborghinis and stuff like that. I think this Lamborghini issue is coming up every minute.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe one day we're going to sit down and discuss some of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he says, as per Zimbabwe's constitution, people are allowed to protest, but police appear to be blocking people instead of protecting that kind of property. But he says protecting property has got some other meaning. He says, what's the intention of the police? Because people may not even burglarize or destroy property. So he's wondering what is going on. Maybe
okay,
let's go for Mafume.
Before we go to Mr. Mafume, Mafume, but I don't go to Wamananda. Wamananda or Parunare. Wamananda?
Nagadi yenyu koko nese anaisa ndiye kutaura zvakawanda nekuti zvinogumbura vamwe. Ndichatanga hangu nekuda kutaura zvakaitika mavhiki anenge mairi adarika pavadari venyu vamakangamei navo.
Zvine chekuita here nenyaya yekugumbura?
Mai kana ndikatendera zvakanaka.
Vamanhanda, ndachibvunza kuti zvine chekuita here nenyaya yekukurukura nhasi nekuti tine vateereri vakawanda varoda kupinda muchirongwa saka kuti mbodzoka tiitirako.
Yes. Because I bought one, I'm a full man, the man, and there's a night that we can do quotation here. Mugimai, Agatara, City, my MP, the AMDC, Kanamki Kenora, Kutumurako, and a privilege, Yakofi, EFI, and Zidua, and the Takakaru Zirai. In that background, I'm a full man, Saura Kut. My US dollar, Marie, in our locator. Mangu tiki sana nawo kuna wakapira ndeka ya kende njida kufuza kuti is he an MP or is as an individual kukana ari MP wama kune wakiteta uravo kuti ma MPs analokete does it also include himself as Mr. Mafume as an individual as an MP if he is allocated as well then they are double standard. They cannot come out here and complain and say the government is not doing well, the government is a failure. You know, like you are the BLT, like you put it, says that all the American has Maxinan. Donald Trump at New York Times, New Washington, what, Mate Pania, Sunny Putta, Amira, Shakalpa, Pamsuruki, America. You see what Mina Jisa, she took away Kaledu. I said, could this was removed? And this was removed as you bought the moon. Kusanganisira isu varikuno kudanya nemugava wezanupf handi farini situation iri mukati menyika ndinovimba kuti nyika ichasimuka zvinoitawo kuti munhu wese asunguke and my dream is about everybody to commit themselves and sit down on one table come up with a solution what can we do to take out our country from this problem that we are experiencing currently kwete kuita madouble standard okuti uku takaguta uku tochema zvinoita kuti vanhu vanototambura vave nekugwadziwa ezisi like tinotambura navo tese isi tisingatamburi navo tese zvakaita mukadzi wei akapaoni kuti ine mamps eamdc handizvo dzakazvo takakuvhoterai takakuvhoterai kuti munotimirira but kana maakudzenta into dzichino obvious youare surprising us that's why ndabvunza kuti vamafume kana vachiti mari inoaloketewa nani kana ichialoketewa mamp does it also include mamps eamdc if it includes them
vamananda regai ndingopawa Mafume mukana vakupindurira Mafume ngoti ga 30 seconds titore umwe muteereri
hakuna mump wekuopposition anopuwa 200,000 mamp ezanupf they've already got cars even losing mps were allocated the cars from the state dzine maflag dziri kufamba dzakanzi zanupf dziya even when they lost they were given two twin cabs. In addition, they are now being given money to buy Lamborghinis. There is no opposition MP that will ever be given the amount of money that he was given to Wajajena. Wajajena already has a car that was given to him by ZANU-PF at Twinicape before the election. And they gave it to even those who lost elections against the MDC. The MDC MPs have not been given any of their allocations. And in any event, they are not being given 200,000. Varikupua 200,000. Ndo ava vanozviti vakakosha
vamapume ndingo kanda kamvunzo tomboti vapiwa mukana iwoyo wekuti vanga vachiwana 200,000 veMDC vanotambira here mofunga kuti vanoramba
anenge atambira anobuda tinomubvidisa muparlament anenge anzi apiwa 200,000 kuhuori hunotyisa huori hunosemesa huori hunoita kutoshora maZimbabweans kumeso hatitambiri zvakadaro zvinonyadzisa pasi nekudenga kuti murume mumwe chete angada kugara kuisa mafaro ake pa 200,000 achifamba nayo mustreet vanhu vachifa nenzara vanhu vachifa vachitadza kurapwa vanhu vachifa nezvimwe zvakadaro hazvigoni zvinhu zvakaputa kudaro.
Thank you so much vamafume vamanhanda ndinotenda ndofunga manzwa mhinduro yabva kuna vamafume. Totora mumwe muteereri tina mukoma Sedon vatora nguva vakati vakabata parunare. Makadii mukoma Sedon?
Ndakasimba makadii.
Takasimba muri kufona muri kupi?
MuHarare Zimbabwe.
MuHarare tipiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Nyaya yacho handina kuzvizwa payakangira.
Tiri kutaura nenyaya yekuti nhasi muHarare mamuchinzi makazara mapurisa zvimwe chetewo nemaya maguta emunyika zvichinzi kune mapurisa akawanda kudarika zvinosimbotariswa mazuva tinosimbosanganwa nazvo mazuva ose. Tanzwawo gurukota rezvekudzivirwa kwenyika amai upamuchingurika shiri vachitaurawo kuti mauto akagadzirira kuparadza kuratidzira kune kuzoitwa munyika ndonyaya yatiri kukurukura.
Oraiti hai zvenyika yeZimbabwe yanetsa izvi. Handisiri kuti nyika ine kwaichaenda kutodonha kwai kutoita ikoko bhikozi chitaura chokwadi ka vanhu vezanupf vari kuuraya nyika kutouraya nyika chaiko chaiko bhikozi zvikungoratidza zvega pachena kuti nhau itomuripo ndeye kuti hawadi kuva anogara nevamwe vanhu vangoda kuti zvinhu zvavo zvezvinhu zvese zvemunyika zvinakirewo chete chete nokudai vavari vanhu vaida kuti zvinakire munhu wese ka vangadai vachinzwa kupfungwa dzevamwe vanhu. So hawadi pfungwa dzevamwe vanhu ukangotaura chaunenge watongotaura ichigara watoziva kuti aidha rinozodoka varini watodisapia.
Saka vari kuuraya nyika nemutoo upi nokuti nyika ndopauri pamakawaka imi pamugere ndo nyika yacho imimi ZANU-PF iri kuuraya nyika sei?
Chinhu chinoita kuti uraya nyika ka inhau yenhu ineikonomy iripo pari zvinhu handiti ikonomi yedu yese yaparara zvinhu zvese hapana chiri kufamba. Ivi magetsi tingangoti zviro zvese muZimbabwe hapana chatingati ndochiri nani ichi ndochina hapatori na ndongoti titongori pazero takutoenda kutosvika pazero pazvinhu zvese zvinoraramisa munhu muZimbabwe zvese zvitongori pazero.
Thank you. Maita basa mukoma Sedon. That's mukoma Sedon calling from Harare. He says he does not think the country is going anywhere, and he's accusing ZANU-PF people of killing the country economically, and he says economically the country is dead. There's no electricity, everything is dead. So we hear from Mr. Gaula after we check the caller.
Yes, what in Barege okutinyozwa ngabantu lapha ku Facebook jonga.
Yes.
Kulo Clemens Mzola Dube uti mhlawumbe ukutshengisela emgoqweni yiko ungasikhulula kuZANU-PF. Kuzobuya ke abanye labo basithumezela sibili siyabonga kakhulu abanjengobaba kaThando uthi people demonstrated during 2017. No property was destroyed because police were there to protect properties. And then kuzobuya ke uTendai uthi kunjani jonga lo Dube. UAndile la uyabhala lapha ke uthi kangibuze baba Dube yona igovernment ithini mayibona izinto zisiba nzima kanje. Ungabe layo umuntu yedwa khonapha nje ungambala jonga.
Tinawo vateereri tina mukoma Victor Solomon Hamandishi Hans watching from Zanzi Cape Town vari kutiona vari ikoko zvimwe chena mukoma Shadrick Baipai vari ku Cape Town Ignatius Muranda Lekmo Hans watching from Mozambique Cabo Delgado And then zvimwechete Danmon Yarudzu watching from Cape Town, more blessing South Africa. Then kuna mkoma Shadrick by Pai, and there is no freedom in Zimbabwe. You are told that you are not free. The army and police are forced. They are also tired of the nuisance government. Maone rawa ya kweta mkoma Dennis Gorivo utaanzi chimbo yirenga yu shinofungwa neva tere warukunyora pa Facebook. Ayo andozo aturuku yirenga mkoma. Then mkoma Dennis Gorivo utu wabuanyora pa staff. Shukanzi caller is offside. Rebates are for cars to use in constituencies. Then mkoma Jafet Kapera anzi waka dakwa babau. Ndo wa tere wanyora pa Facebook. Pashona chimbo tora mtere tingu hari parunazi.
Ye, yeah, what is kurma yu mtose kumwa inlapa? Unja ni kwanapa kumwa in? Halo, ekuwa nunjani?
Yebo, ulijani.
Nyapila, mkuluma lubani?
Unje la espezini.
Ye, unjani espezini kula ngapu?
A espezini kwa mile, shem.
Ye, loko kuto kule nitondo lezi nkulu pe.
Ya, zikona nje parla zama za se kulu nyana.
Haa, kuzi mafoit. So, wenu ngati nge, kakono kukenza gale zibapu isi. Yavono kuti, ya rare lezi inda, wakutua, wakutua, lama polisa, emeleluta vimbe, utapatua chengzeli. Emgqoqweni kodwa ke ngazi kusikhangela ke okweZimbabwe ubona zani kuyahamba konke lokho.
Hayi, mina into nje kuphele ngayikhuluma inyizi ihlala ngizilalela nsuku zonke sibili bathi inhliziyo yami ibuhlungu kakhulu okokuthi njengifisayo kuphela ukuthi iZanu PF ngayiyasuka embusweni, yikho engibona twa iZimbabwe izakuba lokuthula kuphela, akukho kunengakukhuluma phandle kwakhona lokho.
Kodwa yapho uphuma nje kungela khetho.
Hayi, kanti vele njengoba loba zekuvote bahlala bekhona pha bethi bona bawinile bengawinanga, so kusalayo ngcono nje kuthi uNkulunkulu ebasuse yena kuphela.
Ehhe, so lapho futhi kumele bebhubhise kumbe into enjalo uthini kona mfowethu?
Ngezinye indlela akube khona uNkulunkulu awabonela khona indlela yokuthi besuke laphana, cause thina sesihlele ukuthi sibakhiphe sareni ngako lapho.
Ehhe, hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Injani uteyo ngapho sesiphezini?
Eh, sesiphezini wobulawayo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Uthe ibizo mbani?
Uthindlela.
Oh, Thindlela, sibonge kakhulu Ndlela.
Hayi, la mnyabonga.
Yeah, so Mr. Ndlela says there's only one solution, divine intervention. So he says God should actually intervene and then deal with whatever is happening. So that's where he says maybe Zimbabwe can be a better place. So okay, now yes, so maybe wrapping up. Let's talk about the way forward. Is there any way forward for Zimbabwe? Maybe these two gentlemen may know.
Yes, we can hear from Mr. Kaule.
Mr. Kaule, is there any way forward for Zimbabwe?
Yes, before that, let me respond to issues raised by Mr. Mapfumi.
Just briefly,
I want to respond in Shona. So that he because we have a cool man in Shona. Ndoda kutaura kuti inyaya kuti ma MP zvezvano PF akatengura dzimota akaita sezvi manyepo kupedzira nokuti kana vachi ku parliament vanopiwa ivo vanopiwa mari vamwe vachingapiwi manyepo hakuna zvinhu zvakadaro kana ma MP zviri ku parliament hakusarudzi kuti uyu ndiwe pati yakati yakati ma MP za MP they are entitled to ma benefits akafanana masalaries akafanana yoche zvinhu zvakafanana mari vanotambira mari yakaendana nyaya iripo ndeye kuti mota dziya dziya hadzisi zvema MP dzavanoshandisa idziya dziya ndedze party party yakapa ma constituencies acho uchikamtendera ma MPs acho ndiyo akatora vakava vanhu vanochengeta mota dzacho mota ndedze party ndizvo zvine ma logo e party everything ndedze party and those are party vehicles mota dzeparty hadzisi mota dzema MPs mampembis achawana mota dzavo kuparliament but iye zvino akataona mota ari kushandisa dzeparty dzacho mota dzakapiwa mota dzeparty izvozvo.
Thank you so much on that point. On that point, Mr. Kaule, thank you so much for clarifying that issue, you know, on the side of ZANU-PF. But then the bottom line is, what is the way forward for Zimbabwe?
Yes. I think it's only that people in Zimbabwe must come together. This is our country that God gave us. And God gave us this country. We don't have two countries. And this is the country that we must put our heads together, work together, and really, you know, for the good of the generations to come. And the thing is, there is sabotage. And the sabotage, who is causing the sabotage? Who is causing the increases of the price, of these prices that are increasing almost every day? But remember, to me, the dollar prices that were there in 2013, they are still the same, the U.S. dollar prices. For example, let me just give an example. Something that was $2 in 2012 is still $2 today in U.S. dollars. It's only that you don't have our own currency. We have this bond thing. You know, when it comes to the rand and the dollar, we don't have any problem. U.S. dollar and the rand. But here, we have a problem with this bond note. So the government must phase out the bond note, and then we move on.
Mm-hmm. I see. Also, thank you so much. Maybe let's go to Mr. Mfume.
Yes, sir. Garimbo, ungori verengama shokoma virumatatu. Akandwa ne watereriwe. Nevanutira Studio 7 Pashona Facebook Anzi Namkoma Richard Moyo Ndofunga nemfundisi Richard Moyo Avari ku South Africa Anzi Studio 7 Zvishuwa zvinorwadza chose kuona Zimbabwe ichitumira mapurisa mazhinji muHarare nemunyika yose kuratidza kuti havana hanya navana uye vanoda kuti vachemere ani nokuti kunonzi mwana asingacheme anofira mubereko zvino voti vochema nenhamo vodzinyararai vorowa vourava vosungwa Zimbabwe iri kuenda kupi hanzi baba Rudzii asingateereri vana vako kana kupa zvichemo zvavo unovatambudza ndava Richard Moyo vanyora veni kuda musere hanzi kutonga kwechisimba are these ZANU PF leaders patriotic ndobva vaita mibvunzo yakati ma question mark akawanda hanzi question mark nganga 4 then reason uvadze hanzi ndifonerei ndabvira kare makabvira kare muchiti ndichataura musingandipe mukana ndofunga tiri kuedza kuvabata hatizovati nhauri yavo yekufamba sei
yes lavanye futi lapo Justin Ngwenya kuti ngilani ilapa eBotswana esinzima isimo ekhaya babatobe unomzana gavana uJeff Maswanise loTimon Moyo bathi lokho esikhona ndube asiyindawo silalele kuzobuye ke uMartin Frank samamo kuti ngicela imfoni lekhona manje ukona ngale ke kule South Africa ukuthi sibili nyacela yebo sithembisa ukuthi sizakhuluma noMafume
ngeway
forward eZimbabwe tipo
kuyangaphi baMafume anzire mangwana reZimbabwe ndezipi zvamungataura
has been outlined by President Nelson Chamisa. The way forward is that we need the dialogue as a matter of urgency, which is mediated by an independent mediator. We deal with the issue of legitimacy, which is the political question of the day. They stole an election. They stole a country. They stole a president. So that needs to be set straight. That needs to be put clear so that we join all the nations. We deal with national healing. People were killed. Itai Dzamara is still missing. Many people were killed after August. In January, people are being slaughtered like sheep. People are being slaughtered like cattle or pigs. We need to sort that out. We need to deal with national healing. We go to international relations. We deal with the economy. Get into the main economic issues once we have dealt with legitimacy. We deal with the integration into the international community. Those rukubi watikaita izozo, zokuti paitike dialogue. Zvino tibetsera kwete dialogue yavari kuitai nevanhu vasina mombe ivo vachiinda kudhidhi yekuti vanotsvaga vanhu vokunotaura ava vana Brian Muteki vaiita basa rekuveza matombo akatotadza kuvhoterwa nokuti matombo ake haana kumuka kunomuvhotera varhu vasina kana kumiririra vanhu vachisiya boka rakavakunda mumaelection vachisiya munhu akavakunda mumaelection wavakabirira kutonga kwenyika iko zvino kutonga kwekuba hakushandi kutonga kwekuba kune ngozi nyika yodzokera sure yofamba nenhendesure hakuna kana chiri kufamba everything is at a standstill because havadi kuti titaurirane ende ndoo zvinodiwa kuita kana izvozvo zvatadza vanhu vachapinda mumugwagwa kuti vatiratidzire in terms of, as peacefully in terms of Section 59. Tinoti mapurisa raisa iwao ni mangwe ma demonstrators abato tunga vizambeli. Nukuti mapurisa iwao arivo munzara. Ndo wachato tanga kudemonstrator wachitari zira kutaiwa zina zina kumira sakadaka. Voto so jainiwa neri shijiwe Zimbabwe. Nukuti waruku jigavo waruku juruja majurume muromo. Hapana chiri kubuda. Zese zuri kurwaza. Endi taka garira murucha tisina kana chokuvharira tichitea tichitea mbeva murucha tiri kutsva kwese saka yes. Ivo vavatungamidza mberi vava ndo vachange vari kutanga ndo vatovatanga kuinda mberi kuti vanhu vaite peacefully demonstrate nokuti vanenge varamba kuti titaurirane. They would have refused to come to the negotiating table as people. So
thank
those
you.
That they put in place right now are the first ones to demonstrate. It is a demonstration that everything is not well. It is a peaceful demonstration by the police, which will be joined by the rest of the population.
Thank you, Mr. Afume. Thank you. Before Gibbs, I give you the mic. Maybe I just want to clarify that Mr. Brian Muteki, being an artist, is also a Zimbabwean, and he has the right to contest in any election. And for people to vote, they don't vote for you because you know as a Matombo or a stone sculptor. No, they vote for you because of the promise that you give them. What you have, what are you offering? Just like
when I
decided to go and campaign. If it were not for you, who said don't go? I was going to be one of those driving the
Lamborghini. Thank you so much, Gibbs. So, Bakona abanye abanye pho kumele benze.
Yeah, I abanye laba abaqhubekele phambili ngokuthamisa ashiye yedwa ukuthi ongathi nqa engekho enhlelweni ezinye izizwe labanye ukuthi asambe ukuthi yokhuluma sendawonye enqayise futhi engeke kudonswe namaketani ithamisa edonswe kumbe ngegrade ethingo legrade ukuthi adonswe alethwe lapho kumele kuhlangane khona abantu nxa engafuni kafuni kodwa ilizwe liyaqhubekela phambili. Abanye abantu abakhona bona abakhona abanye abahlanganisa umqondo wonke bekhangela ukuthi kuyini okumele kwenziwe ihlelo aliqhubekele phambili abantu bakhulumisane kube le ndlela yokuthi abantu bangenane ndawonye besebenze ndawonye ilizwe liqhubekele phambili.
Yes, yabonga kakhulu ke ngisithathisa ngamafume 10 seconds nje khona.
Vamafume mashoko enyu yekupedzisira amungasiyira vateereri nevatariri.
I think as a nation we are at a crossroads. We need to be brave. There needs to be strong decisions made. We need to show that we are not happy and we need to be peaceful. But we cannot continue as wakoni zikoni zikoni mimba ibine gosoro. Varuna avata za kutonga.
Thank you, Mr. Mafume. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Our time is up. Sorry, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, former Cholocho Senator, Mr. Pilifi Kaule, MTC spokesperson, Jacob Mafume. Thanks also to all those who actually joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Neni jonga kandemiri ndotenda vose vakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa vakundi kana kupinda muchirongwa musakanganwa kuti Studio 7 iriko mazuva ose mangwana tinemi morara zvakanaka.